Praise the Lord, church. I'm just sitting over here yakking with our guest speaker tonight, not even paying any attention here. So let's all stand this evening, and we're going to start this service off in prayer. Thank you so very much for coming out here on a Wednesday evening. What a beautiful, beautiful day we had today. I saw my first robin out in the front yard before. Brother Rossing, he said he's been seeing them for weeks now. So my goal in life is to be able to see a robin before he sees one. So, but anyway. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We ask you, Lord, that your hand would be upon this service tonight. Touch Brother Clevenger, Lord, as he ministers to us tonight. Bless this worship. Bless this time of fellowship. In your name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. If you're a guest tonight, it's just an honor. It's great to have you here with us. If you're online, it's great to have you joining us this evening. And a few points of information. If you'd like to go, if you're online, go on the bit.ly link there. And we'd like to be able to take and connect and just say hi and just get to know you. We also have some giving options. There's out in the vestibule. At the check-in there, there's a clear plastic box. You're welcome to take and put your offering in that. And also, you could go to our website, and you could give that way. We have you can mail it in here to the church directly, or you could go on our church app, Church Center, and you can give that way as well. Same applies for our missionary tonight. If you'd like to give for that, you can just follow that online. And that'll all be set up. Just follow the prompts, and that'll get you there. We have this Friday, all-church prayer. Excited about that. It's at 7 p.m. So make sure you set time aside for that, 7 to 8. And Sister Linda Brown will be in charge of that, our prayer minister here. And then we have on Sunday, we have a new round of New Life classes that will be starting. And if you've recently been baptized and or filled with the Holy Ghost, this is your next step of growth, and we want to invite you to those classes. And Sister Jessica Rivest, she is back in the overhead tonight. And if you have any questions, you can see Sister Jessica Rivest. And thank you so very much. We're going to have our worship team just lead us in worship. Sister Brittany, feel free to come up front or stand however you want to worship. That is up to you. God bless you.
Your might, you've always been with us. Every battle you've already won, we've already won. And there is no weapon that has ever left a mark on you, and there is no army with the power to conquer truth. You've always been with us. Every battle you've already won, we've already won. Show me one thing he can't do. Show me a mountain he can't do. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. Show me one thing that's too hard. Show me there is a kingdom that's advancing at the speed of light, and in his kingdom, every dead thing is bound to rise. God, our Redeemer, he is faithful to revive. Oh, he will revive. Hallelujah. Show me what to heart. Show me waters he can't part. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. It's possible. And there is no shadow that has ever overcome your light. And there is no rival that could ever stand against your might. You've always been with us. Every battle you've already won, we've already won. There is no weapon that has ever left a mark on you. And there is no army with the power to conquer truth. You've always been with us. Every battle you've already won, we've already won. Show me one thing he can't do. Show me a mountain he can't move. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. Show me one thing that's too hard. Show me waters he can't part. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. It's possible. Hallelujah. There is a kingdom that's advancing at the speed of light. And in his kingdom, every dead thing is bound to rise. God, my Redeemer, he is faithful to revive. Oh, he will revive. Show me one thing he can do. Show me a mountain he can move. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. Show me one thing that's too hard. Show me waters he can't part. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. Show me one thing he can't do. Show me a mountain he can't move. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. Show me one thing that's too hard. Show me waters he can't part. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. Is possible. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. And nothing is wasted. And you work all things for good. And nothing is wasted. Your promise remains forever. You reign. Nothing is wasted. You work all things for good. And nothing is wasted. Your promise remains forever. You reign, and you are loving, and you are wise, and there is nothing in 'cause you work all things for good. And nothing is wasted. His promise remains forever. He reigns, and nothing is wasted, 'cause He works all things for good. And nothing is wasted. Your promise remains forever. You reign. You are loving, and You are wise, and there is nothing in my life You cannot revive. You are loving, and You are wise, and there is nothing too hard for our God. Heaven. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame, and the cry of my heart is to bring You praise from the inside out. Lord, my soul cries out.
Such a sweet presence of the Holy Ghost here. If you could just stand, if you're able to stand here in honor of our missionaries, Brother and Sister Clevenger. They are outgoing, going back to Japan. They have quite a story. He is the general or the district superintendent of the entire island of Japan, and responsible for 126 million people. Quite a responsibility, 20 to 25 churches and preaching points. And they're here in the Madison area, going to be here for a few more days, kind of branching out into our section here. But while they were here, their car just had some automobile issues, and we want to be able to help them. $2,300 is the repair bill. It's over at the Dodge dealership, and I think we can do that for them. And they had to rent a car, so that's going to be a few hundred bucks, so $2,500. If you would like to take and help them out in that endeavor, just put that in the offering tonight. This is kind of above and beyond the need there in Japan. He'll share some of that with us, but we want to be able to help them out. I'd rather them spend their money winning souls in Japan than on a Dodge at a Dodge dealer. So thank you so very much, Brother Clevenger. It's an honor to have you here. Come minister to us tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Let's give a hand clap to the Lord. Come on. Give it up for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. He's worthy of all glory and honor and praise. Amen. Subite eko homare sambiare. All glory, honor, and praise. Amen. I was walking, walking in or walking out. I think I was walking in. And a sister passed me, and I immediately, sister over here, I said, Kanchashimasu. And I don't know why Japanese came to my mind whenever I saw her, but it came to my mind. So, amen. I want to say thank you, Pastor Roy, so much. Such a kindred spirit. Talking to you on the phone yesterday and actually meeting you and your staff, such wonderful people. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Such an honor to be here. This is our first service in Wisconsin in about 5 years, so we're so glad to be back in Wisconsin and feel such at home here in Madison. I don't understand it. Maybe it's still got a small town feel, even though it's a big city. But just so grateful for the Lord leading us here and guiding our steps. I have a short video I'm going to go ahead and start and show. It's just going to give kind of an introduction to Japan and share a little bit of the vision the Lord has given us. From the island nation in Japan, we greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus. My name is Les Clevenger, and together with my wife, Laura, we're excited to share with you the goodness of God to the people of Japan. Every person is born with a destiny and purpose from their Creator. Japan comprises 6,000 islands, and with a population of 126 million souls, is in desperate need of Jesus. Steeped in idolatry and longing for peace, the Japanese continually try to fill the void in their hearts with materialism, technology, fantasy, and entertainment. Broken homes and fractured relationships are everywhere. According to one Gallup poll, the Japanese people do not know what it means to be accepted by anyone. Outside of family, most relationships are only on the surface. Pressures of society create an invisible box that many are aware of and long to be free of. Yet, fear of criticism from others, they trudge on, doing carefully what they have been taught to do, often from duty rather than from heartfelt actions. With consideration of the group as a whole, always on their mind, the Japanese can feel lost and undervalued as individuals. The Japanese people are some of the most hardworking, disciplined, and kind people in the world. They value most maintaining harmony and quality. When a Japanese person hears of the love and acceptance of Jesus Christ available to them, suddenly they are radically transformed. they rejoice in becoming part of the body of Christ, where they can be valued in who they are, not what they do. They can find healing and they can find true hope. And today, God is raising up an army of spiritual samurai who are rising up, empowered by the Holy Ghost with the weapon of God's truth. They are moving forward throughout the land, declaring Jesus to be the only true God of Japan. Miracles, signs, and wonders are following in Jesus' name. Japan is one of the very first mission fields to be touched by this Acts 2:38 message, yet has yet to see a significant harvest that has been prophetically declared for many generations. Our vision is to equip and send laborers into this great harvest field. We hope to plant a church and establish a Bible school in each of the 47 prefectures throughout Japan for the name of Jesus Christ to be known from the north, the south, the east, and the west, from Hokkaido to Okinawa, from Tokyo to Toyama. This is why we go. Together as partners in God's harvest, we will see the vision become a reality. Some plant, some water, but God gives the increase. Stadiums will be filled with capacity with Japanese people lifting their hands, receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I can see the seashore lined with people being baptized in the name of Jesus, being filled with the Spirit. People will be healed in the streets of Japan. Tears of intercession sown for years will begin to bear fruit in this generation. For harvest is here, and it's Japan's time now.
Amen. It's Japan's time now. Harvest is here. Amen. We're excited as God is preparing to send us back to Japan. My wife and I started the first week of January on deputation. And the miraculous thing is, Pastor, we are averaging almost a PIM a day, which is miraculous. So God wants us back into Japan yesterday. And we're pretty excited about getting back. Definitely the vision is expanding. The nation, as I said on the video, 6,000 islands in the nation of Japan, many of them uninhabited, very small islands, but 400 and something islands are actually inhabited. And we have 12 cities, over a million people, and only four of those 12 cities have an apostolic established church. So one of the visions that we are going back to establish churches all over the nation of Japan. Back in just a little introduction here, my wife and I grew up in Oklahoma. I was actually born in Japan. So I have a little label behind my collar that says made in Japan. So my dad was a Marine Corps sergeant, born in Okinawa. Raised in Oklahoma. I was a year and 8 days old whenever I left Japan. God had a plan for my life at 14 years old. I was in a service, and maybe as young as some of you young people here, and I was in an altar service. The minister was preaching about giving your life to the Lord, and some of you would be willing to die for the cause of Christ. And I remember laying in the altar on my face, weeping and telling Jesus, I'll give my life for you. In that moment, the Lord carried me into a vision, and I saw an ocean of people. As far as I could see, I saw people worshiping God and praising God. But all I could see is I saw shadows. I couldn't see faces. And at 14 years old, I was a very shy and very timid young man. I would hide on the toilet during pep rallies and sneak inside the library so I didn't have to go into the pep rally because I thought everybody would be looking at me. I was very timid and very scared. But God began to work in me. He spoke to me and said, Les, you're not as important as you think you are. And it's pretty amazing how God speaks to you. Sometimes he speaks so clear, and it just hits you right where you need to be hit, right between the eyes. At that time, whenever I had the vision, the Lord said, "Son, I'm going to send you to the nation of your calling, and you're going to lead my people to a harvest." At that time, I told my pastor, I said, "Pastor, I'm going to go to the nation of Japan, and I'm going to be a preacher." He said, "That's great." He's like, "You couldn't even talk to strangers. How are you going to preach the gospel?" But, you know, God had a way of working things out. And so as the Lord began to work in my life, at 19 years old, my life began to take a turn. And I left the Lord for a season. And during that time, I became suicidal. I was an alcoholic. I was far from God. And I remember one night I drove to the school that I had went to grade school to, and I remember sitting in the car. I had not drank in 2 days, and I was very depressed. I was ready to kill myself that day. The enemy had convinced me that the future, there was no hope. And yet there was this, that darkness had covered my mind. And then as I began to put the car into drive, to drive off into a ravine, there was a voice that thundered from the heavens and, "Son, if you'll come home, I'll restore you and reinstate you to the kingdom." You see, the Father's heart is always reinstatement. He wants to bring us all back into the family. If your heart's far from God tonight, you can come home. It's time to come home. And that night, as I drove home, my mind was going, I was losing my mind. I was just, I knew that if I could just get to my room and I could listen to Christian music, it could at least soothe a little bit of, and bring a little bit of peace in my mind. That was on a Friday night. On Sunday night, I walked into an apostolic church. I lifted my hands. Instantly, God delivered me from alcoholism and that suicide. From 24 to 48 in April, God has kept me and delivered me completely from all that mess. And I'm here to tell somebody, if you're battling suicide or if you're dealing with alcoholism, God is a deliverer. If He can do it for me, He can do it for you. A year later, I went to Bible school and I met my beautiful wife, Laura. She too had a call on her life at 14 years old. She saw a vision or a dream of young kids running around. She was involved in the Christian education program at Gateway College of Evangelism. So we met and we were just talking and just trying to get to know each other, as couples do. We were just friends. But whenever she said, I asked her, "Where are you going to be in 5 years?" She said, "I'm going to be on the mission field." And I said, "Thank you, Jesus. This is the one. We're going to go together." And our pastor there, Brother Vic Votaw, he had a home missions work at that time in St. Louis area. And I remember him. He was a missionary to Taiwan. Then he became an international evangelist. And I remember one service, Brother Votaw comes to my wife and says, "Lori, we're going to meet you on the field." I was like, "That's amazing." Laura told me later, she was crying and saying, "This is just amazing what God is doing." We left Gateway in 2004, and we moved to North Carolina. There we assisted in a daughter work, and God began to work in our life. And as we helped in the daughter work, God began to prepare us to step out to go to the mission field. And after going for my license and everything, we go to the mother church for two services. Second service, we're there. The pastor asked me to get up and testify and talk about what we felt the Lord leading us to do to go to Japan. And as I was speaking, people came to the altar, began to throw money at our feet. At the end of the day, they got the support together. Monday morning, the pastor called me and said, "Well, this is what we have." I said, "Let me call headquarters and find out how much more we have to raise. And I called headquarters, and Sister Pat Morgan said, when do you want to leave? I said, next week. And so they committed 6 months. And this is not the rest of the story, because God, whenever we went to Japan, we told the Lord, we're going to burn the ship. We're going to trust you. We're going to walk in faith. As long as it takes, God, we're going to stay on the field and do the work that you've called us to do. You see, whenever God calls you to do something, he prepares you, he equips you, and he gives you a calling will sustain you even in the darkest of times. 6 months was the commitment. It wound up being 12 years on the AIM and associate program. It was a miracle. We sometimes would live on $300 a month. Sometimes we had $1,000 a month. We never knew what was coming. We just knew that there was a call of God on our life, and we were committed to do the work of God on the island of Okinawa. We worked under missionary David Doan, a tremendous man of God. I consider him as my spiritual father. He believed me. Believed in me. And he saw things in me that I didn't even see in myself. Tragically, in 2021, he passed away of a massive heart attack at 52 years old. So I lost my spiritual father. I was searching, and I felt very heartbroken. But I thank God, because he speaks to me and lets me know what's going to happen. The crazy thing is, 3 months before, I had a dream of him passing. I kept my mouth shut, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. I don't speak unless God tells me to speak something. And so I learned in that situation that God's will would be done. I did pray and ask God if it was his will to stop it. And God didn't choose to do that. But anyway, we lived in Japan, in the island of Okinawa, for 9 years. And during that time, my wife started a Christian school. We trained and raised up kids there in Okinawa. Every one of the students, but two students, graduated from the high school there in Okinawa. These students were half Japanese, half American, so they were bullied in the Japanese school system. So we did this to give them an opportunity for an education. They all graduated with an accredited high school diploma from North America. So God is good. In the fall of 24, God began to deal with me about moving to the island of Kyushu, an island of 14 million people. It was amazing, because it was an all-night prayer meeting in the fall of that year. The Lord began to deal with me in one night, in an all-night prayer meeting. The Lord said, son, prophesy that the gate is open. As I began to declare the word of the Lord and said, the gate is open, the next week I flew to the island of Kyushu, to Fukuoka, 5.5 million people, stepped into the city and found out it was a gateway to Asia for centuries. The Lord told me to go to the castle ruins. I walk onto the grounds, and I see the largest gate I've ever seen. And the Lord said, that's a physical of what was spoken in the spirit. Now step through. And my natural mind kicked in and said, how can these things be? I mean, I'm living up to $1,000 a month. There's no way to move 515 miles by ocean and air to move. But the Lord sent us back for 3 months. And during that time, God miraculously provided everything we needed to make the move to the city of Fukuoka. I'm here to tell you that our God can do exceeding abundantly above all we could ever ask or begin to think. If you can imagine, God's going to exceed it. I ask God to give me a greater imagination. Whenever I look at the islands of Japan and I see the impossibility, I realize that my God is bigger than the impossibility. The ability for us to get back to Japan in a few months, it's impossible by man's means, but by God's means, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for God. And as God began to work in our life, we moved. And in 2018, the Lord spoke to us and said, it's time for appointment. We met the Global Missions Board. They had been asking us for years for appointment, but the Lord said, not yet. I didn't understand all that was going on, but I simply trusted God. We trust God. That's the only thing we can do is just trust God. Whenever we don't have the answer, whenever we don't know how the outcome's going to be, we just simply have to trust God because He is always faithful. He said He would never leave us nor forsake us. He would always be there. And so as we came for appointment, they appointed us unanimously, and God just set us on a trail. It was an 18-month deputation scheduled. But Jesus said, in 9 months, you're done. You're going home before the snow begins to blow in Japan. And God set the path before us. We got I Am Global, which I'm so grateful for. And we got to go home. As intermediate missionaries, we were not qualified for that. But God said otherwise. Whenever we came back this year, or in the end of last year, they told us we're going to have to travel 18 months again. And I thought, wow, that's a long time to be away from home. With the work continually growing, God's working in ways, God's opening doors, we're having denominational pastors come to us and ask us more about what we believe. At our district conference in Okinawa in September, there was an elder man that came in. He was a pastor of a Dharma church. He comes to our district superintendent there and says, can you please have him come pray for me? So I laid my hand on the Japanese man's shoulder, because in Asian culture, you typically don't just lay your hands on somebody's head. And as I laid my hand on his shoulder, he said, please put your hand on my head. And as I put my hand on his head, he began to tremble under the power of God. God began to do a miraculous work in this denominational pastor's life. And our district superintendent of that area, they are ministering to this pastor and his wife and sharing the word of the Lord. And they're getting the knowledge of the one true God. God is working. Just before we left the island of Fukuoka, or the island of Kyushu where we live in the city of Fukuoka, the Lord sent us a man that had been in ministry in a denominational church for 60 years. He has spoken evil of the apostolic way. He said this, everything that he was always taught is that it's a cult. And he said, He said, I've never been in a Japanese church that I felt the power of God like I did in this service. And as I was preaching in that day, I knew that he was the only one that had never heard the Acts 2:38 message. And the Lord directed me, as just kind of a side note, I said, Jesus gave the commandment in Matthew 28:19 to his disciples. And Peter was there. And he heard that message. And if you go to the book of Acts, everyone in the book of Acts was baptized in the name of Jesus, the Lord Jesus. And I just passed on. I didn't want to focus there. But he heard the message. He went back home and began to study. And Sister Teshima called me just a few weeks ago and said, he contacted her. He said, I need your pastor to come back to Japan to teach me more about this message, because I went to the book of Acts and they were all baptized. He told me the truth. I've been preaching against that, but I read in the word of God that they were baptized in the name of Jesus, and I want to become best friends with that man of God. You see, God is opening doors. There's so many stories that I could tell. But I'm telling you these stories because God wants to do that in every one of our lives. God wants to lead people into our life. He wants divine encounters. There was a certain disciple named Ananias in the book of Acts that Jesus came to him and said, Ananias, go to the street called Straight. You're going to find a murderer named Saul. and go there and declare my name to him. It was not a preacher. He was just a certain disciple. The Bible only speaks of Ananias there in the book of Acts. One time, as he goes to Saul, he begins to preach to him Jesus. And he is baptized in the name of Jesus. This was a God encounter. Saul was a murderer. He was a persecutor of the church. He would be somebody that we probably would not try to reach out to. Especially being a Christian, you wouldn't want to go up to this man because he could throw you in prison and kill you. But this disciple, the Lord spoke to him, and before even he spoke to Ananias, he was speaking to Saul about this disciple. And he said, go. And so Saul, the greatest missionary I think that the world has ever seen outside of Jesus, this man touched and trained and prepared workers for the harvest. You see, God has plans for people. God has a desire to reach every soul in the world. I believe that every person in Japan will hear the Acts 2:38 message at least one time in their life. We as the church often come to church and we hear the messages preached over and over again, and sometimes we don't respond. Unfortunately, there are people in Asia that have never heard the gospel one time. As a missionary, my passion is to reach every soul with this gospel. Not everybody is going to accept the message. I get that. But if everybody has an opportunity to respond, they have that chance. I pray that everybody in Madison hears of the name Jesus and realizes there's more. There's a man like Cornelius that was a good man. He heard the gospel. He was a good man, but yet he did not know the whole way. And God sent a preacher to him and preached the gospel, and he received the Holy Ghost. And you and I are a direct result of Cornelius being saved. God is working in the earth. God is going to lead us to souls, hungry souls. I'm blown away at what God is doing. Going back to that minister that came to our church just before we left, he also told Sister Teshima that he wants to introduce me to his friends and to other people. So God only knows how big this thing is going to be. Amen. We are setting up, we're establishing churches throughout Japan. God has led us just a year after getting to the city of Fukuoka. The Lord sent us to the city of Hiroshima. We began starting a preaching point there on still aim and associate budget. But the Lord said, go. So we did. And we drive 3.5 hours one way, minister. Many times we have to stay overnight, so then we drive back the next day after ministering. It's very tiring on your body, but we have to do the work. God has opened this time as a career missionary. We're able to raise a project to help us travel back and forth. It's our evangelism project, and that project will help us take the bullet train 1 hour and 6 minutes one way to Hiroshima. Round trip, 2 hours and 12 minutes. So we can go, minister, be there as long as we need. We can come back the same day. That saves time, energy. On that train, it's like riding on it's so smooth. There's no bumpy rides on the Shinkansen. It actually elevates on a magnetic field. But it is $200 round trip per person to go. If we drive, it's $200 in tolls, plus gas, hotel, wear and tear, everything. So you can send more than one person, obviously, in a vehicle. But we're asking God to let our time be shortened. The last story I'm going to share, I know I'm coming up on time here tonight. But back 5 years ago in our home, we had Sister Miyuki come in from Hiroshima. She had been baptized in the name of Jesus from one of our ministers in Okinawa. She had been watching online for the services, and we began to minister to her and begin to disciple her through online means. And as we began to work with her, her husband began to watch her life. She saw that her life was drastically changing. And he is a major idolater and a business owner. He saw his wife's change, and suddenly his son comes to church and he tells me, he says, "Pastor, my dad is changing. I don't know, understand why he's throwing away all these idols, but and he's becoming kind to us. He's treating us good now." You see, Sister Muki has 5 kids, a big family. And Shigekazu, he began to throw away his idols. And then one Sunday, I get a call early in the morning and said, "Pastor, Shigekazu wants to be baptized in the name of Jesus. We baptize him in the name of Jesus." And God begins to continue the work. He threw out all his idols because I told Shigekazu, there's one true God and his name is Jesus. As God began to work in his life, just before we came back, 2 weeks before we came back to the U.S. for deputation, Shigekazu came to the church and he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We're going back to Hiroshima to declare the name of Jesus, to raise up an apostolic church in that city of 1.2 million people. And that's our church project. That's one of the church projects that we have, because we've got to establish the work. Shigekazu told me, he said, "Pastor, whenever you come back, I'm going to help you get a building here in Hiroshima as long as you'll come." I'm like, "Well, Shigekazu, first of all, driving back and forth, I can't do that. That's going to wear me out. I mean, you drive 7 hours, you're wiped out. Plus ministry, everything." But God began to work, and I know God's going to provide for that travel back and forth, but also to establish the church. I really believe God's got a great work in Japan. We're going to go from city to city and town to town, declaring the name of Jesus. It is time for the world to know who Jesus is. Everybody will hear. I really believe in this end time, God is going to let the whole world know that he is the one true God. I was praying just before leaving Japan, and I felt this impression in my heart from the Lord. I felt like he told me that all the harvest that we've seen in the world up until this day, we're going to see all of those harvests in one season. And I thought, wow, every generation, every season, how could that be with 8 billion people? How could that thing be? But you look at Asia and you look at Japan. Asia is 2/3 of the world's population. That's a lot of people. So it's going to have to be a supernatural work. It's not going to be a work of the flesh. No man could reach 8 billion souls. But I'm asking God, God, at least let everybody hear this message. You and I have the greatest treasure. This message transforms people's lives. As I told you about my testimony, there are millions of people in this region that are in the condition that I was in. And I believe God can heal and deliver and set them free. If you've ever been healed or delivered from something, God didn't do it just for your benefit. He did it so that you could impact another person's life, so that you could change somebody else's life. The power of God that is in us. I'm going to share one story here. I've been sharing a lot of stories, but the story that keeps coming to my mind is I was going inside a supermarket, and there the Lord spoke to me the word suicide. I didn't know what that meant at that moment, but as I walked back to the back of the store, I saw a young man and I saw a cloud over his head. I don't know how to explain it other than a black cloud over his head. And the Lord said, "Deliver him. He's going to kill himself." And I said, "Okay." So I walked over just like I would and asked the dad, "Sir, can I pray for your son?" The guy said, "No way." I was like, "Okay, unless you missed it." I walked back over, like feeling rejected, like, "Oh man, I missed it." And the Lord speaks to me, says, "Son, you don't have to lay hands. The words are in your lips. Declare it." And I said, "In the name of Jesus, I cast out the spirit of suicide. Deliver this young man." And as I spoke the words, I, in the Holy Ghost, it wasn't Les Clevenger speaking. It was the Spirit of God that instantly removed that cloud from that young man. And he walked out of that place delivered by the power of the name Jesus. You have that same power in you. If you've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the same power that's in me and is in him, it's in you. We've got to realize who we are in Christ. We're sons and daughters of the King. We have the power of God in us. You can do the work. You can do the stuff, as we say in Japan. You don't have to be in a church service to deliver somebody and pray for somebody. Miracles are happening all around us. I've walked into the streets and done, God has done stuff in the streets. We've seen God do miracles all over the place simply just by being sensitive to the voice of God. Amen. If we could all stand tonight. This may not be a traditional message, but I believe that the Lord has been speaking to us. I want you to know that God is going to release faith in this house tonight. Miracles, signs, and wonders follow them that believe. Even on a Wednesday night, you could come to this altar and God is going to release things into this atmosphere where you can experience the supernatural in your daily life. It's time to be supernaturally natural in our world. God is calling us to the world. The mission is across the aisle at the supermarket. The mission field is your workplace, your school. It's wherever you're at, the mission field is there. The harvest is ripe and ready. There are people waiting for the church to be revealed. We are the church. Amen. If we could all, if you want to come forward, you can come forward. We're just going to pray the prayer of faith. And I believe the Lord is going to do a work in your lives. This isn't about Les Clevenger. I realize there, you need to know somebody. You need to understand where somebody comes from. As a missionary, I have a call to Japan and Asia. But you all have a call from God. Every one of you have a call from the Lord. You may not feel that that's God's called you behind the pulpit. That may not be your call. But you are a disciple of Christ. And you're to declare his name and reveal his name. We are his children. He wants to work through us. He's going to use you. He's going to use you. Young people, God's going to use you. You got to realize it's not about us. It's all about Jesus. If we could all lift our hands and just begin to worship the Lord. Get your attention on Jesus. We're simply called to be distributors, not manufacturers. Jesus, you are the one true God. Yuetsu makoto no kami. Lord, we ask you right now in this place, Lord, that you would prepare our hearts to receive the word of the Lord. Lord, you said these signs shall follow them that believe. We shall cast out devils, we shall lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Lord, you said this in your word, and we trust your word, for your word will never fail. Lord, I pray, God, right now, that you would soften our hearts. I pray, God, that you would give us an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying in this hour. I pray, God, for every young person, every older person. Lord, every person would hear the voice of heaven. Lord, I pray, God, that you would help us to receive your word, God. I pray, God, that that cloud of doubt would lift and unbelief would be broken from our lives, and that we would step into the realm of the supernatural. Lord Jesus, now we come before you and trust you. And by the authority of your word, and by the power that is in your name, Jesus, we release the miracles, signs, and wonders that you have promised us in this atmosphere today. In the name of Jesus, let the gift of faith, the working of miracles, be released today. Gifts of healing begin to flow through the body. In the name of Jesus, God, that we would not just stand and just stand here to just receive, but God, we will take these things that you have imparted into our spirits tonight. God, that we would take it into the world, that we would take it into the streets, into the schools, into the places, God, that you would send us, God. I pray, God, for divine encounters, God. Lord, that you would lead your people like they have never been led by the Spirit, God, as we begin to walk in the realm of faith and miracles. Open the blind eyes. Set at liberty the captive, God. In the name of Jesus, let the lame walk. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing into this place. In the name of Jesus, I release the miracles of heaven right now. Financial miracles upon the family of God. I release it upon this church. The favor of God in a measure that they have never seen before, God. That churches would be started. That the university here would be turned around by the power of the name Jesus. Lord, release your word, your glory, and your power. Let the majesty of heaven invade this place tonight. The name of Jesus be lifted up. Everything is our accessible to us tonight by faith in the name of Jesus. Lord, we reach up and we release the miracles that you have promised in this hour, God. Release it upon us. I want you to take the person's hand next to you, if it's appropriate. And I want you to pray for them. And I want you to pray that God would release the miracle that they need. Whatever you have need of, I want you to pray that God will give that to them. Jesus, right now, you see the needs over this body. You see the struggles that they're facing right now. It may seem like an impossible thing, but Jesus, in your word, it says, all things are possible to those that believe. And Jesus, tonight we declare that we believe. We believe, Jesus. We believe right now.
I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles.
The Holy Ghost here. God is so good. God is so good. As I was sitting here tonight, Brother Clevenger was covering, I'd love to ride on a bullet train. I may never get to ride on one, but I'll buy a ticket for one. And I feel that it's well within our ability to take and cover 2 tickets a week for 2 years, that's $5,600. How many of you would join in with me and help them establish the church in Hiroshima? Thank you so very much, brother, for ministering to us tonight. This has been a very special, special treat to have you here. And Sister Jessica has asked if you give online or if you give it in person or in the via check, however you want to do that, to label it as special missions. So if you could just write down on your, you send that in, special missions, and we'll get that sent on for their travel expenses. Thank you once again, Brother and Sister Clevenger. Thank you so very much to our worship team tonight. Such a sweet presence of the Holy Ghost in this place here tonight. God bless you all. You're welcome to continue worshiping. I just, before too many people snuck out, I wanted to make sure we covered this. So God bless you.